Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. We are rolling through hour two. I am Clay Travis. He is Buck Sexton. I appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We have got a loaded show, I would say. Afghanistan, 20 years overseas, that battle, that war, that never-ending struggle. Still, honestly, going on, but we now have pulled all of our combat troops from that location. The battle over COVID intensifies as the Department of Justice is arguing that there are civil rights violations associated with that. We are scheduled in the next hour to be joined by 45 himself. Former President Donald Trump, should be a good conversation there. Joe Biden scheduled to address the nation at the bottom of this hour to discuss the departure from Afghanistan. We have got insanity at Buck Sexton's old college, Amherst, that we still have to discuss. The rules will blow your mind in terms of what they are requiring kids who are almost all vaccinated on campus to be doing. But we want to start here. Do you remember, because certainly we do, we played this clip for you, remember how Jen Psaki, Psaki Bomb herself, Little Red Lying Hood, how she said that she was really offended when Peter Ducey of Fox News pointed out that we were likely to be stranding people in Afghanistan. She had a real issue with the use of the word stranded. Let's listen to that clip and refresh your memory.
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home.
There are no Americans stranded is the White House's official position on what's happening in Afghanistan.
I'm just calling you out for saying that we are stranding Americans in Afghanistan when we have been very clear that we are not leaving Americans who want to return home. We are going to bring them home. And I think that's important for the American public to hear and understand.
It might have been important for them to hear and understand, but they can now hear and understand that you were lying, because this is what Pentagon spokesperson Kirby said just yesterday about people being left behind, a.k.a. stranded in Afghanistan, who are American citizens.
So what does that look like? How does diplomacy get those people out of the Taliban-controlled Afghanistan?
It's not completely unlike the way we do it elsewhere around the world. I mean, we have Americans that get stranded in countries all the time.
First of all, I mean, Clay, do you think that Peter Ducey gets an I'm sorry note and maybe a little fruit basket or something from Jen Psaki, because I think he deserves one after the press secretary there was being so huffy,
so many lies that they get caught in so quickly, Buck. It's different. Like, hey, if you give me an opinion. And the opinion can be right or wrong, but to be so earnest about the fact that no one was going to be stranded, and then have your own Pentagon saying, oh, we strand people all the time.
Look, so of course, the Biden administration has, the messaging during this has been a disaster because it's messaging about a disaster, right? They can't hide from the videos that we've all seen. And this is different, as we've pointed out, than what you would have in other situations where an authoritarian regime, whether it's the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians, could shut down things, you know, unrest and things like that, that they do. I mean, I had friends who were texting me, hey, I'm texting with so-and-so on the ground right now in Afghanistan. Here's what he's telling me, or here's the photo that is being sent out right now of what the checkpoints look like. So it's a very different circumstance as a result of that. They couldn't really control the messaging. But on the issue of so you rightly have now filleted that lie like a fish, right? I mean, clearly it was a big lie that they weren't stranded or they weren't going to be stranded. What do we do about it at this phase, though? And this is where we are all reminded of the fact that the Taliban not only had leverage up to the point when there's that now soon to be iconic photo of the last U.S. soldier leaving Afghanistan, the back of a transport plane. But Clay, we're going to have to ask the Taliban very nicely. Sure, we're going to say, oh, if you don't give us back our people, but they're going to say, oh, we have to vet, we have our own processes, and it'll be a drip, drip, drip of people able to leave. And this is, I think, best case scenario of Americans. By the way, the Afghans were left behind. I hope God is with them and keeps them safe, because we're not going to be able to do very much for them right now at all. There's already reports of door-to-door executions going. So, but put aside the Afghans who are left behind, who are with us, the Americans who are left behind, Taliban's got these great bargaining chips that they're going to use very effectively in the weeks and months ahead. That's what we're up against.
And not only the Taliban, Buck. All of these other terrorist organizations, which could, in theory, be able to either kidnap and try to hold for ransom American citizens, they could torture and kill American citizens, as we have seen many of these different terror groups do in an effort to have videos go viral. We have a sort of way to think about it, I think, is there were some 50-some-odd people who were caught in the embassy in Tehran back in the day with Jimmy Carter and all of the chaos that befell that situation. There are hundreds of American citizens now left behind in Afghanistan. How many of those American citizens are in danger of violent death and or terror? I would think all of them. And it's not just from the Taliban, who I don't think we can trust, but we know ISIS-K is trying to blow up everything. We know Al-Qaeda is moving into Afghanistan. There are a lot of different groups over and above the Taliban that could be taking advantage of these American citizens.
We heard from General McKenzie yesterday specifically about how many ISIS-K, what they describe as the hardcore fighters. Remember, this is the Islamic State Khorasan branch, because the Islamic State project, which began in Syria and then spread into Iraq very quickly under the Obama administration. We all remember the rise of ISIS, which they bizarrely insisted on calling ISIL. And now, as we know, no one calls it that. But the people in the Obama administration were very high on thinking they were just smarter than everybody else. And that group then set up franchises effectively all over. ISIS-K is the Afghanistan franchise. That's how they refer to Khorasan. As I've explained, it comes from a hadith about black banners marching all the way to Jerusalem from what is today's Afghanistan. And there's a whole end of days thing, Clay, but we won't get into that right now. But here's what the general says about how many of those fighters, not Taliban, ISIS-K fighters, are in Afghanistan.
They remain a very lethal force, and I think we would assess that probably there are at least 2,000 hardcore ISIS fighters in Afghanistan now. And of course, many of those come from the prisons that were opened a few days ago. So that number is up and is probably as high as it's ever been in quite a while.
It's higher than that. I can tell you, whatever they say the number is right now, having not just read, but written a lot of intelligence assessments and seeing how this stuff gets processed at the top level when it finally is. If they say 2,000, Clay, it's, I would say, more like 10,000. And what's fascinating to see play out is you have the Taliban, you have the Haqqani network, which is largely Pakistani based, but very involved in the Taliban as well. You have, and now, of course, all over Afghanistan, already at the senior leadership level of the Taliban. You have Al-Qaeda, you have ISIS, you have these different factions that are all in this soup of jihadism. And while the Taliban right now may find it in their interest, and they're being pragmatic is the word of the day that the Biden administration's using, ISIS-K could, you know, the most committed often wins. They could start making some gains. They could all of a sudden start, you know, who knows how that's going to play out is what I'm saying. So we're in a volatile situation even beyond just the realities of the Taliban.
It's possible that Afghanistan is going to descend into full-on civil war with multiple different terrorist or terrorist-aligned organizations controlling different parts of this country, feuding with each other, making it that much more difficult, I would imagine, for American intelligence, which has already failed on an epic level in Afghanistan, to be able to figure out who the most dangerous aspects and proponents of terrorism in this country are, all the while not having an easy method by which to get people out of the country. And we played in the first hour, and I think it's significant, Buck, a family of four from Houston. They have American passports. They are American citizens. They were unable to get out of Afghanistan. Can you even imagine? Can you even imagine what it is like to be an American citizen who is now shut into Afghanistan with our troops having abandoned you and left you?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's terrifying.
It's a nightmare. But Clay, think of it also this way. We know that, going back to the point about the stranded Americans, yes, stranded is the word. It's actually
right
worse
word
than that. This is a it feels more like a de facto hostage situation,
yes,
right? Because
that's what I think everybody's afraid of.
They were prevented from actually getting to the airport by the Taliban. You have to wonder why they did that and whom they chose. Remember the lists that they said, the American lists that were handed out? Biden administration said they were, and then they said they weren't. Some were prevented from getting to the airport. But as we go forward here, I think the idea would have been early on, oh, you know what? Fine, we'll pull out of Afghanistan, Clay, but we'll make sure that we isolate Afghanistan. We'll make sure we bring all this diplomatic pressure to bear so the Taliban knows that they're still a pariah state and all the rest of it. That's going to be a lot harder while our diplomats are meeting with them in, you know, Qatar or the UAE or wherever, as well as other diplomats from around the world. We're not going to be able to tell China, for example, hey, all these business projects you're planning in Afghanistan, the pipelines you're thinking about, whatever it may be, don't do that, because the Chinese will look at us and say, I mean, they've got your people. Like, don't you want your people back? I mean, the leverage this creates for them diplomatically is going to mean and I think they're smart enough to see, at least over the next 6 to 12 months, they're going to enmesh themselves in the international community. You're going to have Taliban dudes walking around the capitals of our allies having meetings within 6 to 12 months. That's what I think is going to happen.
Here also, let me just mention the CNN, the family of four. I can't get out of my head right now what the dad is hearing from the mom about being stuck in Afghanistan right now. They went, according to Clarissa Ward's story, they went over to go visit a family. Everybody who is married, Buck, you're not married right now. Anytime you make a bad decision as
I never have been, by the way. Can I just say, yeah, the internet says I am married. That is false. This has been pointed out to me recently. I've never been married.
Let me give you a little tip right now. As soon as you are the dad, anytime you make a decision that is bad, your wife remembers your errors forever. And so I'm just trying to picture, in addition to the fact that you are stuck in Afghanistan, if the dad was the one who said, oh, yeah, trust me, we can get over to Afghanistan and go visit the family. The Taliban's not going to take over the country right now. We'll be fine. We'll take the kids. We'll fly over from Houston. Everything will go smooth. I don't know. That poor dad right now, can you imagine? Every married man out there right now, if you were the dad who had been like, hey, we got time to get to Afghanistan. We're going to go visit the family. Everything's going to go fine. That woman, they're sitting in some awful place right now, unable to get out. And she's like, just over and over again saying, you said this was going to be fine. You said we were going to be able to get out.
You do not want to be the dad holding up an old map saying, I know where I am. The Khyber Pass is just around the corner. Pakistan is right there.
I don't want to be the dad who messes up the family trip to Disney World. I can't even imagine the dad who messed up the family trip to Afghanistan and now has the whole family stuck over there.
We'll come back into more of because ultimately here, we got to get everyone out. Also, just an update on Hurricane Ida when we come back to see how folks are doing down there. We've been thinking about all of you in the Louisiana area. We know it's been really tough for the last 24 hours or so, last 48 hours. So we'll come back and bring you up to speed on what we're hearing there. We keep getting all these testimonials, so we want to share them with you because this is our audience. These are our people. This is our family across the country. Mark in Texas, for example, has been hearing us talk about Relief Factor for months. And after an especially painful day dealing with his right shoulder, he's right-handed, he decided, look, I'm just going to try the quick start. That's Relief Factor's 3-week start for those interested in seeing if Relief Factor works for them. Within 2 weeks, at 3 packs a day, the pain and tenderness in both of his shoulders noticeably decreased. I mean, that's success. Real success. My dad's had the same situation. Soreness caused by golf. His knee was hurting. His back was hurting. He was out. Clay, I think he played 36 holes last weekend.
That's impressive. That's impressive for anybody. My wife also taking Relief Factor. She's been doing fantastically well. She not only is in fabulous shape and works out hard all the time, she trains. She does Pilates. She does spin. She has all different sorts of people in her class over the past several years working out with her. And Relief Factor has helped her to get better with aging, exercise, and everyday living. It goes right to the source of inflammation, can take care of Buck's family, can take care of my family. You can join hundreds of thousands of people who've ordered Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more. Join the more than 500,000 people and order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. To get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you, go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor. Feel the difference.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Remember, we are scheduled to be joined by 45 himself in the third hour of the program. It's going to be a little bit on the fly. We'll see when exactly in the third hour. But as of now, we are set to have that because we also have Joe Biden. Not joining the program. Speaking to the, that would be interesting.
Hey, I would be very polite.
He is the sitting president. I would be very respectful, but firm. Firm on how he's a terrible president. So, but anyway, he's going to be addressing the country at in a few minutes, if he's on time, which he probably won't be. But Clay, I had wanted to say this for a while. Amherst College, where I went to school, not to be confused with UMass Amherst, which was right down the road, a different school. People always get them confused. I went to Amherst College, and it's the town at one point banned the use of nuclear weapons through the town council. Like that's the kind of crazy. The UN flag was, I believe, flying above the American flag in the town square for a while. I may or may not have known somebody who pulled it down. I don't know. I heard a rumor about a guy who did that, maybe. And the UN flag.
I don't even know the UN flag. Most people wouldn't even know, recognize the UN flag.
It's like this, it's like a powder puff blue color. That's
we have a flag too.
But anyway.
It's Taliban's new flag.
So Amherst is 3 square miles surrounded by reality is what we say. A little town up in central Massachusetts. And Clay, my alma mater now has a COVID policy where you must be vaccinated. Okay. You have to be vaccinated to be a student there. No ifs, ands, or buts. No exceptions. And they don't allow any more people to walk into the town unless it is for a pharmacy run or banking purposes.
How close
and
is the
dining
town?
Hall is closed. You have to take the food out. And there are group restrictions. You can't have more than 25 people together unless you're all masked.
How close is the town?
100 yards.
So they are not allowing people to walk into the little town at all.
They're like, you are not allowed to go into town to get pizza, to, you know, go buy some comics or whatever the kids do these days. Not allowed to do it. Sorry, that was some old timey stuff right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know,
they're gonna go get their record players and their comics.
How much dumber is it going to get, Clay, before everyone has to admit the lockdowners have lost their minds? I'm just wondering.
Look, I think a key move here, have you seen Australia? Australia has basically just come out publicly and said, hey, we kind of blew it. COVID zero isn't a reality. I just tweeted out the graphic. Look at all the lockdowns that are going on there. It's crazy. In the meantime, Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, they hook us up all over the house. We got everything MyPillow in this house. Towel sets, slippers, robes, mattress toppers, Giza sheets, all of them. You can trust Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. And right now, sell of the year on the Giza Dream Sheets, which are absolutely phenomenal. They're made from the world's best cotton, available in multiple colors, styles, and sizes. We have them all throughout the house, on my bed, on the kids' beds. Giza Dream Sheets, 50% off with the promo code Clay and Buck. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials to get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99 with the code Clay and Buck, or you can call 800-792-3269. Get hooked up today. MyPillow.com. Use the code Clay and Buck. You'll be glad that you did. They are fabulous. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, rolling through the Tuesday edition of the program. Joe Biden scheduled to speak on Afghanistan at some point in the near future. In the third hour of this program, we are scheduled to have 45 himself. Donald Trump on with us. Should be an interesting conversation given all of the news that is going on. But Buck, I don't want the failures of the teachers unions to completely escape when it comes to, I think, really they being basically the worst people on the planet as it pertains to COVID lockdowns, which is really saying something. And in particular, this woman, Myert Cruz, who is the head of the LA teachers unions, has one of the most ridiculous quotes I've ever seen associated with the COVID lockdowns and the fact that kids were out of school in LA from March, mostly all through last year. If you're a public school kid, here's what she said about the kids, 600,000, by the way, kids in the Los Angeles area in kindergarten through 12th grade. Our kids didn't lose anything. It's okay that our babies may not have learned all their times tables. They learned resilience. They learned survival. They learned critical thinking skills. They know the difference between a riot and a protest. They know the words insurrection and coup. That is a quote. She even went further and said that learning loss is a fake crisis that is being used to manipulate people. Buck, when you hear they know the difference between a riot and a protest, they know the words insurrection and coup. We know the data. The data reflects that the poorest kids and the least advantaged kids were by far the biggest losers as it pertained to education. These are likely educational skills that they will not have for the rest of their lives. The LA Teachers Union, if it had any soul, if it had any basis in intelligent thought whatsoever, would kick this woman to the curb as soon as they saw these quotes. Completely unacceptable.
And yet she represents them perfectly. She is what the teachers' unions have become, which are self-serving commie indoctrination centers. This is what teachers' unions across America have devolved into. We see this from the fact that while there were people showing up, frontline workers all over America, teachers figured too dangerous for us to have to be in school with kids, even though kids, as we know, very unlikely to get it and unlikely to spread it, at least at that time. This is, remember, pre-Delta variant. And the Delta variant is not substantially more dangerous to kids, despite some of the reporting on that 6 weeks ago. It is more transmissible, more easily transmissible among people. But when she says things like they know the difference between the words insurrection and coup, she's saying the quiet part out loud. Your kids in the public school system in Los Angeles may not be able to spell or do their multiplication tables, but darn it, they know how to get out there and chant whose streets are streets. They know to put up the black square of BLM on their Instagram accounts. They know that they're supposed to hate people who voted for Donald Trump, even though they're too young to vote and don't know anything about politics. Clay, this is in L.A., but this is a teachers union head who is speaking for the public school system writ large across most of blue state America. This is how they think. This is how they operate.
What about the difference between a riot and a protest? You really think that kids know the difference between a riot and a protest? I mean, they may know the difference in a riot and a protest as pertains to CNN saying it's a mostly peaceful protest.
I think they have been taught what the Democrat version of it is, which is a protest is anything that Democrats want to call it when it involves a large group of people doing something.
Yeah.
And a riot is anything that involves somebody who says the words patriot, freedom, or America too many times and is not waving a BLM flag. I think they have probably been taught that false separation.
Yeah, what's so frustrating, too, about many of those comments from this LA teachers union head is she specifically references the timetables. First of all, I think it's timetables, right? Not times tables. I may not be an expert on that, but I think that she misspoke there, which you would hope that somebody would get something basic like that, right? But math is, to me, the essence of something that should not be political and that everyone has to learn in order to have a modicum of ability in the classroom.
Well,
right?
You're lucky.
We can argue.
You're lucky that Ms. Myert Cruz Clay isn't here to tell you how racist that is.
Yeah, I don't even know what race Ms. Myert Cruz is, to be honest. But I will say this. If you are arguing that these kids have not been tremendously disadvantaged and failed by all adults, particularly the teachers union, then you, my friend, lack basic comprehension of data, which is probably true. And it's reflective of the fact that you yourself did not learn your math very well, because all sorts of nonpartisan entities, McKinsey Group, for example, came out with data showing the massive amount of learning loss that occurred with schools being shut down. And the places that had the biggest learning loss were the kids that are the most disadvantaged, kids without Wi-Fi at home, kids without parents able to make sure that they are paying attention if there are some remote learning instruction going on, kids who don't have the resources to be able to fall further behind. And that doesn't even consider all of the lost meals. Buck, I saw the data that came out on the flip side. When we told the kids to go stay home and we shut down playgrounds and we took rims off of the basketball hoops and we took down tennis nets and we filled in skate parks, do you know what happened for kids ages 5 to 11? The obesity rate in this country skyrocketed. The most important thing anybody out there can do for their health as it pertains to being in as good of shape as possible is lose weight and eat healthy. That's something you can control, and yet the obesity rate in this country for kids age 5 to 11 skyrocketed. Overall weight gain for Americans of all different stripes skyrocketed as well, because we gave the worst possible advice. We should have mandated gym memberships instead of masks.
It's hard even for adults, and I could tell you as I put on the COVID-15, I'm down like 5 of it, I think, maybe. But
You just scarfing down that hamburger. I'm sure.
Hey, you settled down. That was in a commercial break. That's sacred. But, you know, I got to say, man, you know, if you're going to tell kids that they have to stay home, all right, they have to stay home and they can't exercise, they can't get out there, of course there are going to be health implications for them. Of course there are going to be things like that come up. And yet the idea that this woman, going back to what she says about learning loss, she this is from the article, Clay, from the Los Angeles Times Magazine article, quote, she went so far as to suggest darkly that learning loss is a fake crisis marketed by shadowy purveyors of classroom assessment, i.e., they want to pretend that kids who did not show up for Zoom at all, which was a huge issue across the country, or were sitting there with Zoom and having no interaction with adults, no interaction with their peers, that they didn't actually do work. By the way, the testing already shows that what she's saying is a lie. But see, this is the Democrat power apparatus. That's what the teachers' unions are really all about. Jobs programs for adults and pushing commie ideology as far as they possibly can across the country. Democrat Party's all in on it. So the lie about, I mean, what could be more important than to know whether or not this experiment in distance learning was a disaster?
Which it was.
Of course.
And maybe she doesn't know her times tables well enough to be able to look at the data and actually see how much she failed all of the kids she ostensibly is trying to help educate.
Let it be known, you mess up your singular and your plural. And
am I crazy,
Professor,
or should it
Travis,
be timetables?
Professor,
is it times
you have
tables
kids
or timetables?
I haven't looked at a timetable since people were listening to VHS cassettes or whatever. We had a little tape, so yeah. It's been a long time. All right. We'll come back. We got some calls. Lines late, 800-282-2882. And I'm going to go to the gym today after Clay's burger shaming incident. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying.
No bun on the burger, sir. How about that?
Oh, that took care of it.
There we go. We talked about our friend, columnist Alex Berenson, yesterday, and he was booted off Twitter for sharing his fact-based reporting on COVID-19. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. The big tech monopoly has opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against big tech's control of the internet, I use ExpressVPN and encourage you to do the same. When you use ExpressVPN, it's an app that you have on your phone or computer. You anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address from big tech. That makes it more difficult to sell and trace all your stuff for advertisers. That's how the tech giants make their money, Clay. They track your searches, your video history, everything you click on. Then they sell your sensitive data. I say we tell everybody, hey, let's shut that down.
No doubt. And also, ExpressVPN can encrypt 100% of your network data to make sure that eavesdroppers and cyber criminals are not taking advantage of you. And it just takes one click which is why ExpressVPN's rated number one by CNET. Right now, you can revoke Big Tech's right to your data. Secure your internet with the VPN we trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Clay and Buck. That's expressvpn.com/Clay and Buck to get 3 extra months free with our exclusive link. One more time, go to expressvpn.com/Clay and Buck right now to learn more.
Man, already coming into the second, at the end of the second hour here of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Remember to follow me on Instagram, Buck Sexton, posting more and more stuff there. If you haven't already, please check out my Instagram. Check out Clay Travis on Twitter. He is a lean, mean tweeting machine, and he's always putting out the tweets. So at Clay Travis there. Plus, go to clayandbuck.com for update stories. Make sure you sign up for EIB 24/7 so you get VIP access for the emails and also special little segments we do behind the scenes here. Mario in Cucamonga, California. Welcome.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Excellent.
Good. I just wanted to say my wife is a teacher here in Southern California, in the L.A. County area, actually. And she's told me that these kids have not only lost a year, they've actually lost 2 years, especially for the youngest. She's teaching right now. Second and third grade. And most of the second graders, when they went to school in kindergarten, they've completely forgotten that.
Yes.
Now they missed first grade. And most of them don't have parents who either they're working or whatever, trying to provide, or they just don't have the incentive and the knowledge to be able to teach their kids. So their kids are coming to school, they don't even know their basic colors. They can't even give you the colors. They can't even recite their ABCs.
Your wife is a second grade teacher, you said, in the L.A. area. I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, for teachers that really, thank you for the call, for teachers that really care, Buck, and see the importance of their job, this is, I think, of all the failures associated with COVID, shutting down schools in March of 2020, and then many of them staying closed all the way through the 2021 spring is the most intractable failure of this entire process, and the kids who could least afford to bear the brunt of this cost had to bear it.
This is yet another moment where the ideology of the left, the Democrat Party, while they always talk a big game about how much they care about minorities, Clay, how much they want to help the underprivileged or those who are oppressed or, you know, low income, whatever it may be, but then they enact policies that disproportionately hurt.
No doubt.
Those groups.
You're exactly
true
right.
True on the crime issue with BLM riots and protests. True on the school issue where they say, oh, we're keeping the kids and the teachers safe. Bull crap. We all know it's not true. Katie in Costa Mesa, the California folks are fired up about the California
the
Teachers
recall.
Union lady.
Yes.
Yeah. Katie, what's up?
Yes. Hello, boys. How are you today?
We're good, thank
Excellent.
You.
Good. Mega dittos, because I listened to Rush for years, so I have to say it. I am a fired up mama bear. I have been a pharmaceutical representative for 19 years, and I in my life have never sold a medication or represented one to help people that hasn't been fully FDA approved with an adult indication. And the side effect profile of this alleged PI of this BioNTech medication, I encourage everyone to go read it online. There is a lot of stuff missing that I speak with doctors on occasion over the last 19 years. And there's no data on how it's excreted in the human body, the pharmacodynamics of it, the bioavailability. These are all things that we need to know so we can make informed consent. And I have a very big problem with any medication that is tested on people with the adverse events that you keep hearing about. People can go to the VAERS system and look themselves. It's there. There have been reports on it. And I often hear people say, oh, I got shingles after it or something. It doesn't matter what you get after the vaccine. It needs to be reported whether or not it's caused by this medication or not. I am instructed to do that with my job when anything happens. And I'll tell you what, this going after children and putting them in an experimental age before the adult indication has been out, fully approved for a while, should scare everybody.
Just real quick, Katie, you mentioned the VAERS system. For everyone listening, just so they know, that's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, V-A-E-R-S. And it's where anything bad, right, Katie, that happens from a vaccine, it's supposed to be reported into the whole system.
Basically, anything happens to you after you get this, whatever happens to you, it does not matter. Those get reported. When I talk about adverse events with my practitioners, it doesn't matter what happened to that person during that study. It is put in there as an adverse event. Even if it's nasopharyngitis or something like that, it gets put into the system. And these people don't have a reporting portal. Believe me, I hear it out in the field all the time. Oh, this happened to me. This should scare everybody. And I'll tell you what, I am not an anti-vaxxer. My children and I have all of our vaccines. We got the flu shot last year. But I tell you what, I am not going to get this. My children will not get this. My husband is not going to get this because there is not enough for me to make an informed decision and consent to put that in my body until I know. Okay. And after 19 years of doing this, people should realize that this is not on. This is not being rolled out the correct way, and
Katie,
that scares me.
We appreciate it. Fired up. Grizzly Mama Bear here. We like it.
I'm telling
it.
You,
appreciate
there was a big
it.
Article. Did you see it in the LA Times, Buck? I've been talking about the mom revolution. If Gavin Newsom loses, it's going to be because of moms like Katie out there that are fed up all over California. And look, the problem with the kids being required to get the vaccine, as we spent a lot of time talking about yesterday, is the kids have no statistical danger at all from COVID. So getting somebody a vaccine for something that provides no danger to them does not make sense, right?
This is for over-anxious adults.
Yes.
This is for over-anxious adults pretending that they're protecting kids. Primarily, that's what this is. The people for whom there's never enough protection for them as adults want to keep jabbing your kids over and over and over again with this shot. That's what it is.
It's crazy. It's insanity. Donald Trump going to join us in the third hour of the program. Guess what? Joe Biden pushed back his talk. Does that surprise you at all, Buck?
No, of course not. They gotta wake him up. They gotta give him, you know, the smelling salts and all the stuff they need. They gotta, you know, put some rouge on him and make him look like he's, you know, awake and the whole thing.
No doubt. We'll have a good third hour. Also, why do people not trust the media? Data's out. We'll tell you next.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.